Kelly Clarkson since you've been gone.
Since you've been gone.
So, yeah.
Since you've been gone.
For you, I've been gone.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Has it been a long 2 weeks, Dave?
It has. It's Dave and Fionnuala. She's back again, this time as a married woman. Congratulations to her. Congratulations to you, Fionnuala.
Thank you very, very much.
You got the job done.
I did. And reflections on married life so far. Much, much food. Three dinners in one day, the record from last Tuesday, which was very enjoyable.
Hold up. Three dinners in a day.
Followed by two desserts on the Thursday. So it's just excellent. There's a lot of eating going on. And it's brilliant. Reflections from the wedding itself then.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest success, no lie, was getting eight nieces and nephews all up the aisle in front of us.
That was impressive.
They said we couldn't do it. Our photographer laughed when we told him we'd eight. Because eight between us, and we said, you know what, we're going to attempt to get them all up. Dave, can you confirm, did they all make it up? Maybe not in the order we wanted them to, but...
I solemnly swear that eight nieces and nephews did make it up the aisle, and they all looked like they wanted to be there. Well done.
And Kilronan Castle then was the venue, and I just, look, I can't say enough good things.
Big money wedding that was now, sir.
The venue and the people in it.
No wee small marquee out the back of the house, sir. Kilronan Castle. Aye.
It was... honestly the best weekend I could have asked for. I landed there on the Friday with my family. Obviously Saturday was the big day and we did a day two there, and everyone, the people in Kilronan, absolutely fantastic. And I'm forgetting so many people here, but from Monica the wedding coordinator to Kevin in the bar, we met Mairead, Anne, Mary, the lovely Asad who enjoys the show, so hello to him.
Hello Asad.
Honestly, they couldn't have done enough for us, and I really felt like they do how many weddings a year, and they just made us feel that, I know, you're the only one now. This is the only wedding we're going to have.
That's really cool, because you can definitely sympathise with people who are just like, it's just another wedding, but to you, it's not just another wedding. You'd hoping that there isn't another wedding.
And then we come to really, the real highlight of the day. Mr. Dave Duke on the decks. Oh my God, was this a highly anticipated performance? Yes, it was. Dave brought everything I wanted and more to the DJ set. We had Good Looking Woman. We had Sia versus the Proclaimers. We had Joyce Country Gaelic Band. And what else did we have, Dave? Oh, we went pure Irish.
Get embarrassed.
It was excellent.
For myself. I did mean that though. People get so self-conscious at weddings. Hey. It was great. Thank you for allowing me to DJ at your wedding. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Let me tell you, there was one man that I questioned.
I'm still going there. I'm tough.
Micheál Carney.
Oh my God.
You'll see on iRadio social, you'll hear him at weekends. How that man's hamstring is still intact after he absolutely went for it on the dance floor, particularly when you wheeled out Riverdance.
There's a great photo going around today and last night of David Clifford in the All-Ireland semi-final. Yeah. Yeah, David Clifford doesn't have a patch on our Micheál Carney. He can kick a ball higher than any David Clifford ever could.
The tie was around his head. The trousers had been rolled up to the knee. And Micheál Carney said, there's a job to be done.
Fionnuala, will you field questions from brides and grooms-to-be about what it takes to get married, what it takes to organise a wedding?
Absolutely.
Are you going to run an Instagram account going, this is what I done at my wedding now?
I absolutely will not, because I don't think anyone should follow my advice. But however, I'll do my best.
Congratulations, Fionnuala. You are married and you've done it well. It's iRadio.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6 on iRadio.